Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobsher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja. This is Cashflow Ninja. My name is MC Lobsher. Thank you so much for spending the most valuable resource, your time, once again with me on the show. I've got another fantastic show with a fantastic guest. Just a reminder, over 750 of our podcasts, programs, community tools and resources, and much, much more is all available at cashflowninja.com. That's cashflowninja.com. I'm joined today by Michael Matthey. He's with the Little Pink Houses of America, and he's also with the Yuppie Financial. Michael, great to have you on the show.
I appreciate the invitation, MC. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Happy to be here.
For folks not familiar with you and what you do, can you share a little bit about your background and journey with us?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I am a serial lifetime entrepreneur. I'm one of the lucky people that I say lucky, you know, that got out of college, you know, was fortunate enough to get my diploma and then have forged my way the entire time. I held a brief job out of college. And after a couple months, I really rose to the top. It was a sales position. And I was told by my manager that I was unmanageable. And I said, I appreciate the compliment. And quit. So, you know, at that point, I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, went to school at Bowling Green, moved out to Silicon Valley. So I followed my dream out there, wanted to start a business. So moved out to California, just south of San Francisco in the Bay Area. This was during the dot-com boom. So I was there during the boom. Unfortunately, I also saw the bust. You know, I saw folks that were getting, Porsches for signing bonuses. And then the next week, you know, those businesses were shuttered up, never to be opened again. So was fortunate enough to have a best friend and a business partner out there that ultimately we started a marketing company. Kind of long story short, we kind of caught lightning in a bottle. I was a couple months away from having to go out and, you know, put my resume together and find a job somewhere. But, kind of that 11th hour, we found something that was very unique, niche specific, parlayed that into a business that have had for 20 years now, direct marketing, print, direct mail, graphic design. Did that for a number of years. Did a tech startup in Costa Mesa, California with my sister a couple years after that, and then got involved in real estate. So I've been basically full-time real estate now for about 10 years. So this would be, Pink would be my third startup, unless you count. You know, I had a paper route that I really dominated and outsourced when I was in high school. Never delivered a paper, you know, but built it into a kind of a quasi business early on. So I'd count that as maybe my first start. Started Pink, met my partner, Scott, through a mutual friend, kind of one of those serendipitous moments where we do some of the same folks, crossed paths. He's a 25-year, at this point, full-time real estate investor, is as good as it gets. And then we ultimately decided to start Pink. So we did this. I moved to Jacksonville, Florida about 8 years ago, and then we started this business, and it's been the sky's the limit ever since. So at this point, I kind of travel through a couple different places around the country, but right now I'm in Jacksonville. We've got a corporate training where, you know, we are a franchise model where folks buy in, they have access to our branding, obviously our entire business model, all of our contracts, documents specific to their state. We build their website. We do lead generation, business cards, bandit signs, corporate email. They're buying a business in a box. It's really exciting. I've never been in a model like this before. We love it. We don't have a national competitor, so we're really on to something. And 8 years in at this point, we've got, I think, close to 130. We're in 40 states. We're in Canada, and we're growing like a weed. So that would kind of be, I can dive into any of that that you would like, but that would be kind of elevator pitch on my background. I've got a phenomenal family. Got five nieces and nephews. that I'm able to give back, you know, when I'm done with them. So,
yeah.
But I'm a family man, and I just love business. I work hard, I play hard, and I just love what I'm doing, MC.
Fantastic. Yeah, let's unpack that. Can you share a little bit more about Little Pink Houses of America, like exactly your strategy, what it is? I'm very excited for all of our listeners and viewers to learn more about it, because you're definitely onto something over there.
Yeah, so we're a non-traditional real estate investment strategy. So there's a handful of different strategies out there. Obviously, you've got your flippers out there, and that's a very saturated market. Anyone, you know, thanks to DIY and HGTV, anyone out there with a hammer and a screwdriver right now is a bona fide flipper, even if it's their first deal. Very competitive. Wholesaling, obviously, is another market, particularly for, you know, kind of beginners. A lot of folks are out there trying to buy and hold. Obviously, there's just the typical residential consumer who's buying to ultimately be the owner occupant of the home. What we do is kind of a hybrid. It's kind of a high-end wholesale. So this is a strategy out there. You've got our brand, our business model, our support around you. It's how to go out there and secure premium residential retail real estate. So we do not deal in distressed properties. These are not fixer-uppers. These are not people that are underwater. Our typical demographic of seller is going to be a FSBO, for sale by owner, or expired listing. So for sale by owner typically lists that way because they want to avoid real estate commissions, plain and simple. Well, we approach them with an opportunity to sell their home off on terms. So they go into an agreement with us. Our folks are not having to put a nickel on the table to secure the assets. So this is 100% a no credit, no cash down strategy, which a lot of people like. So this is not where you're going out borrowing private, you know, hard institutional type money. So people that want to be in real estate without having to put all of that capital, and particularly right now, which, you know, we're all kind of reading the tea leaves out there right now with pending market corrections. It's not an if, it's an absolute when. You know, anyone that has, you know, kind of been in the game for a while and kind of can read these tea leaves know that it's looming, it's coming soon. So what you don't want to do is be a flipper and you're out there caught mid flip when the market corrects, and all of a sudden this perceived or paper equity, you know, vanishes overnight and you're caught holding the bag. So with our strategy, we're able to secure the asset without utilizing any cash or credit. We've got a one-page instrument that gives us equitable interest in the title of the home. That equitable interest makes us a partner with the owner on title. And that partnership also allows us to market the home to the masses without being a licensed agent or a broker. So an agent license or a broker license, 100% not necessary with our model. Who we're ultimately trying to attract with these homes, and our sellers are going in eyes wide open. At the end of the day, they simply make more money selling through Pink than they would on the traditional market. They're not paying any type of real estate commissions. They're not paying buyer closing costs, which is almost standard these days for buyers to request a seller concession to buyer closing costs. Well, you know, between the two of them right now, if you've got a list and a sell for a buyer agent and you've got closing costs, I mean, you're looking at upwards of 8, 9, sometimes 10% right there. Well, when you're dealing in high-end homes like we deal in, you know, and it's all market specific. Our corporate is in Jacksonville, Florida. Our sweet spot here is about 300,000. We're on the West Coast, and, you know, on the West Coast, we do $1 million deals because that's kind of the average home value or the median home value out there. But if you can save 9%, you know, on the sale of a $500,000 or $1 million house simply by waiting 12 months to get your equity out, that adds up really, really quickly, obviously, if you just do the math in your head. So we secure the asset that way. And then we're ultimately targeting buyers, and it's a huge pool of buyers. So 80% of the population can't walk in off the street today to a Wells Fargo or a B of A and get traditional financing. You know, those that can obviously do, it's a very small percentage, again, about 20%. We cater to the people that have a down payment, which is a requirement for every deal we do. People that, you know, don't need a terribly long period of time in order to get mortgage ready, mortgage qualified. Typically, our terms are 12 months or less. Self-employed is a huge demographic for us. So people make plenty of money, but if you're an entrepreneur, you want to do two things. You want to make as much as you possibly can and write off everything possible. Well, unfortunately, you don't look great on paper there. Folks may have a credit hiccup. All of these things that are very fixable in a short window of time, and our program mandates they go through our mortgage program to fix anything that is preventing them from going to the bank right now. So not only are we securing the home with the seller, we have specific marketing to these buyers that simply can't walk into the bank today, but we give every buyer a customized blueprint to ultimately successfully help them get their permanent financing. And again, just to reiterate, 12 months or less are our typical terms. We're not asking sellers to wait 5 years to get cashed out. That would be a very tough challenge. So we've really taken that executive lease purchase strategies, our moniker, to help create homeowners. Now, profit's not a bad word in our world. We are a for-profit business, but we do help folks. We help people achieve the American dream of homeownership, which is really, you know, our mission statement is to create homeowners. So we've taken that strategy and then we've wrapped an entire brand.
MC Lobster, you're the creator of the Cashflow Ninja and Cashflow Coach at Producers Wealth, where we help our clients integrate infinite banking with their business and investments. To learn how you can create your own banking system to turbocharge your investments and business in 30 days or less, go to yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com.
Kind of a business in a box, if you will, around it for folks that want to join our pink family and open up markets, you know, with us around the country, with our branding, our business model, and of course, coaching, training, and support. I'm going to take a deep breath. So I can tell you've got a couple questions here for me, but I just wanted to kind of throw that up out there real fast and we can dive in anywhere you'd like, brother.
No, absolutely. That's great. Now, for folks that are looking for an opportunity and they are looking to come on board, and you had mentioned it's sort of like a franchise model. Mm-hmm. What does that look like if someone's interested in, say, this sounds really promising? Because, you know, when you were just sharing with me that there's a large part of the population mm-hmm. that cannot just walk off the street into a Wells Fargo of a B of A or a JP Morgan Chase. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, especially like right now. I mean, it's basically a contract world, right? It's changed from like a jobs economy to a skill economy to a self-employed contract work. So I'm like, there's a massive opportunity there. So what does that look like for folks, even that's looking to come on board with this franchise model as an entrepreneur, maybe start as a side hustle and eventually could grow into a permanent business for them?
Yeah. So I think you hit the nail on the head with just the changing times. I think everyone is just cognizant out there right now of maybe they're trying to leverage other skill sets. Maybe they're trying to bring on that quote unquote side hustle, which I love that term. A lot of people that come on board with us, they are W-2, right? So they're not necessarily looking to, you know, immediately leave their job, but they've got some time on their hands. They'd like to make some extra money, you know, to build that generational wealth, which, you know, you and I talked about in our previous video. It's, you know, how do you push the needle? Well, real estate, 9 out of 10 people that are, you know, some of the wealthiest in the world, you know, have some background in real estate. So a lot of people, it's kind of that sexy, you know, industry, if you will. People want to get into it, but they don't necessarily want to come out of pocket, or they don't necessarily have the capital to come out of pocket. So the people that like to come on board with us are they're self-starters. Period. This is not a get rich quick scheme. You know, if you think you can roll out of bed for 2 hours a week and make $1 million, we're not the place for you. You know, we work hard, we play hard, but what we do offer is a very concise blueprint. Not only contracts, documents, but, you know, like the corporate training we're going through this week, where folks are flying in from around the country. They're online doing the, you know, the virtual live training, but we train them from the ground up. It's 4 days is how they get started. It is in geographic. So, you know, if you're in Atlanta, you know, Atlanta's your market. If you're in Charlotte's your market. It is, we do have market exclusivity. So on top of that, we don't flood markets. So there's only a limited capacity in every market that we're involved in. And once they're closed, they're closed. And that's not me using some sort of sales scarcity tactic. That is the reality. We made a decision early on, my partner Scott and I, that we were not going to just flood a market. All of our folks have to be able to stand alone successfully in order for us to achieve our big picture goals. So the people that come on board with us right now are going to follow the blueprint. They're going to go through the training. They're going to have coaching. They're going to have daily support. They're never going to cry out for a lack of training or support, period. And that's by design. So I always tell folks, hey, you know, if this is something you're interested in, either in a full-time or a part-time capacity, you need to be able to do a couple things. A, you need to be able to be coachable, trainable. You need to be able to dedicate consistent time to it. I always say in a part-time capacity, if you can put in, you know, somewhere in that 15 to 20 hour work week, you can count on about a deal a month. Our average deal nationally makes about $15,000, which isn't huge, but considering you're not putting any capital risk on the table, we think $15,000 is actually a pretty strong profit on that. And of course, the higher the price points, you know, the more money these people ultimately make, but they can be coachable, trainable, follow a specific blueprint, put the time in, they're going to be very successful. And we wrap our all of our branding, you know, everything really around that. We've got a really unique brand too. I mean, Little Pink Houses of America, people laugh when they hear it, but they don't typically forget it either.
No, it's great. I love, and that's the first thing that I saw was the branding. I'm like, this is great. Love it. And I love the, from the opportunity aspect. Yeah. Independent income sources is this is now the most important thing in this economy. You know, I keep harping on it that in times of today to become independent and self-reliant, that's the key to setting, protecting yourself and your family right now. So this is another way in which folks can, you know, become independent, but also starting off, earn, you know, independent income.
Yeah, and success means something different to everyone. So we've got people that come on board and they just want to kind of dabble in this. And if they do a couple deals, you know, a few deals a year, you know, particularly with our profit margins, you know, that's can be significant life-changing money for them. Some people want to come on and do this full time or build teams. And obviously we've got the ability to scale from there. So, you know, from the mom and pop up to the team and kind of everywhere in between is who we really cater to. So I always ask people on the phone, what does success look like for you? You know, and everyone's response is kind of different. Yep. And then, you know, we can kind of deconstruct it from there.
Yeah. And you mentioned the tea leaves earlier, and this is interesting. I was having a conversation earlier today about the real estate, well, specific real estate markets, right, in specific areas. Mm-hmm. And then the person was just saying, well, you know, this time it's a little bit different in these markets. And I'm like, once you say that,
right,
it's jinxed. It's completely jinxed. So what are some of the things that you're seeing in the markets in which you're operating in? Obviously, you're in Jacksonville right now. Mm-hmm. Great real estate market down in Florida.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you're seeing nationally in different markets and some of the markets that are interesting? I mean, Jacksonville's an interesting real estate market too.
Yeah, yeah. And we're all over from East to West Coast and really everywhere in between. Again, we're in 40 different states. And within those states, obviously multiple cities. You know, everyone always says to us when they're talking about coming on board, well, my market's different. You know, my market's so hot or my market's cold. And I don't laugh at that because that's their reality and that's their perceived reality. But in our world, it doesn't matter to us if you're in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, or you're in Seattle, Washington. Price points are obviously going to be different. Average home values are obviously going to be different across the country. But we are a copy and paste model. So it doesn't matter where we're at now. In bad markets, we really excel. You know, so with the kind of pending market corrections out there right now, we talk about those tea leaves, the market is going to correct. Unfortunately, people are going to lose a lot of equity. You know, folks that had a very small amount of equity, you know, if they were going to attempt to sell their home, unfortunately, they're going to have to bring a big check to closing. We can really bridge that gap and kind of do that delayed sale for them where they can have someone else amortizing their debt for a window of time to help increase their equity position. Hot markets right now, we're doing great. I mean, we're closing literally deals all over the country right now because for a seller, yeah, they can go out there, they can get top of the market, they can get all cash. And that's phenomenal. But, you know, with us, they're not paying, again, they're not paying real estate commissions, and at the risk of sounding redundant, they're not paying buyer closing costs, and the monthly payments made throughout the lease portion of the buying agreement don't credit towards reducing the balance owed to them. So that is really above and beyond. So if someone else is amortizing your debt, you might have a cash flow position. If nothing else, you're getting an increased equity position every month. If they're free and clear, yeah, they're going to continue to take on taxes and insurance, but they're cash flowing big time. If they need their money today, we're not the right fit. If they can wait, they simply make substantially more. So again, not to dance around your question, but from one market to the next, our approach is identical. You know, it's really not city specific. Now, when the market corrections start happening, as most people know, or, you know, folks that are in our world know, it typically starts on the coasts, right? So the east and the west coast, and kind of moves its way to the middle. So we are really primed and ready for, in my humble opinion, these overinflated senses of value, you know, particularly on the west coast, that when kind of that house of cards falls, you know, our folks are ready to really spring to action on that and really capitalize on it. Someone's going to make money when it happens. Why not the folks that are on board with us, right? So someone's going to make it. We plan on being right there in the fray, right there in the mix on it. And the great part about our model is we're not having to lay cash on the table in order to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. And to your point, if you look at the housing, some of the markets, I mean, you have markets that have taken already a
Life settlement investments have allowed financial and banking institutions to not only buy their equity contractually, but also diversify their capital from any economic, market, and geopolitical risk. It's been part of the $1 billion blueprint followed by institutional investors. And if you're an accredited investor, you can also now participate in this vehicle with enormous growth potential. You can watch an informational webinar presented by one of the premier organizations providing life settlement investments, Penumbra Solutions, at cashflowninja.com/life settlements.
That's a little bit of a hit, right, where a lot of people are moving from.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of New York and you're on the East Coast. And then there's some markets that it's not even hot. It's in mania phase. It's where, you know, there's a house listed in a neighborhood because of the lack of supply, especially. I'm just thinking in the market where I'm at in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and where a lot of New Yorkers are moving to, a lot of folks are moving into that area, where a house is listed. And it's like, I mean, an open house, it's just, the cars are coming into the neighborhood, and it's like the percentage over the asking price. It's just, it's mania time in certain markets already.
Yeah, it's just not simply sustainable. I mean, everyone that kind of follows market trends, or, you know, particularly in real estate, knows that on average, market corrections happen about every 10 years. We're overdue, you know, and I think that the pandemic stalled that out. Obviously, with the moratoriums and the forbearances, obviously, that kind of kicked the can down the road. But, you know, these inflated values right now, real estate's cyclical. You know, so, you know, it's not like this is going to be a boom forever. So we really cater to and are really focused on being the folks that are ready and waiting to capitalize on when it does ultimately correct. I don't remember if it was a podcast or an article I read recently, and it was about Washington, D.C., and it was a 75, it was a condemned home. Now it's got the dirt that it was on, obviously, that's worth money, but, you know, it was around $75,000 worth of land that sold for $500,000. That's insane to me. So, you know, all these people that are out there really overextending themselves right now, and they think that they're doing it for the right reasons, for the family or whatever the case may be. And I'm not faulting them, you know, but a lot of people just have these blinders on right now. And that just smells to me like 06, 07, 08, where, oh, this is just a forever thing. Right. And if you just look at historical data involving real estate and you do your research, you just know that it's just not sustainable. It can't be.
Yeah. And such a distortion, right? So usually you have market distortions. Mm-hmm. And in the last one, I mean, it was the just between interest rates, the lending. I mean,
that's right. That's right.
You get a mortgage and it provided a massive distortion in the marketplace. And now you mentioned, and I wrote it down here, this is one of the things I was going to include in our conversation, the moratoriums. the very, very low interest rates, the moratoriums, and then also the changing economy where you no longer have to be in New York City. You can actually move to a different state and still do the same job, but you're just now working from home. But now you have a bigger house, you have a bigger yard, and so forth. So there's massive distortions, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And if you just take a look at just recent interest rate rising, so we were sitting sub 3%, you know, right around 2.75% for a handful of months. It's up to, I think, 3.25% right now. Obviously, inflation is going up. The Fed has come out recently and said that they're not planning on raising interest rates again. I'll be shocked if they don't. That's going to have to kind of balance out. I think also looking at surpluses, you know, supply and demand. So right now there's a heavy, heavy demand for homes, but the supply is a little bit low. So once that supply catches up with demand, you know, obviously when supply and demand are kind of equal, that's going to go ahead and start, you know, dropping prices as well. So, you know, there's so much data out there right now. And if people are just really kind of paying attention, they know where to look. It's, again, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, it's an absolute when. It's not an if that the market's going to correct. Unfortunately, bad things are going to happen to really good people.
Yeah.
And I never sit around and cross my fingers waiting for that to happen, but it is inevitable. And I plan on making a lot of money off of it, period. And I'll say that profit's not a bad word.
Yeah, to your point, it's baked into the cake. You know, one of the things that some of the data that I was looking at was just some of the houses that are behind on mortgage. I mean, it's astounding. I forget the exact number, but it's a lot.
There's over 3 million houses that are in forbearance right now. 3 million mortgages in forbearance. That's ending. You know, the moratoriums on rent are ending. You know, now could the government kind of extend those again? Maybe, but there's already been, I think, 3 extensions on forbearances and at least 2 or 3 on the moratoriums right now. They just can't do that forever. You know, mortgage servicers, they ultimately need to get paid. You know, that is their business model. So there can't be just infinite pain and suffering for them. You know, landlords, for example, on the rent moratoriums, most of those folks, or a lot of them, that's their livelihood, right? So, you know, those are just not forever things. So when the forbearances and the moratoriums lift, the dam breaks. I mean, period. There's nothing going to be crashing our real estate market faster than when those two things take place, and they're coming soon.
Yeah, and to your point, the evictions for renters too. There's a moratorium on that too. And just think of all the investors in markets, because there's a ton of and especially smaller investors. Now we're talking single family investors, folks that have a portfolio of 5, 10, 15 properties. I'm not talking the 200 to 500 portfolio.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have 10, 15, 20 properties and 50% of them are not paying you.
That can be a challenge big time. Another thing that's interesting is the institutional money that's coming into real estate right now. So if you look at Blackstone, for example, you know, they're literally going out there. It's the largest private equity firm in the world. Obviously, you're familiar with them, MC, but, you know, they're going out there and buying up whole neighborhoods right now, you know, 100 new build homes, 150, 200 new build homes. Article I read recently in Conroe, Texas, they went out there and they bought up 150 houses. They were all rented before they even closed on the deal ultimately. So, you know, folks that were hoping to go out there as just a single family buyer and buy these houses, you know, when you're borrowing as a Blackstone, for example, billions of dollars at 1.3% interest, you know, as opposed to John Q. Consumer that's out there at 3.25%, they can outbid everyone out there by $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on the same property. And their cost basis still makes sense for their math. So that's definitely another factor too that I'm certainly, you know, keeping on my radar.
Yeah, that's another distortion.
Yeah.
You know, you just bring in these and it's like, man, there's a storm here of things that provide an imbalance of how markets function, you know, the supply and the demand, and it kind of usually equals out. But now on the one scale, it's just interest rates, then it's the evictions and the foreclosure moratoriums, and then it's the institutional money coming in and very low interest rates where you and I don't get that deal. You know,
I wish I could borrow $1 billion at 1.3%.
It's quite incredible.
Perfect storm is the absolute best phraseology for that. You know, if you're just looking at all of these things building right now, even if some of them don't hit, some portion of them are going to hit, and almost all of them are catastrophic.
Yeah.
Now, if they all hit at the same time, I don't even know. There's some differences between now and 08 for sure. There's also some big time similarities from it. Now, we're not with the self-reported income like you talked about earlier. You can fog up a mirror and, you know, buy three houses. So, you know, banking restrictions and you know, oversight, obviously, over lending institutions has changed since then, and rightfully so. But there's a lot of other variables out there that are going to negatively affect it. And obviously, that's what we're discussing here.
Yeah. And I think to your point, too, this is so tied into the financial system too, because you now have banks that are that have the mortgages, right? So, and if they don't have them, they repackaged and sold them.
Yeah.
Some mortgage-backed securities. And where did they go? They went to pension funds again. They went into retirement accounts. So there's a lot. They say history don't repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme. So there's already this tie now with the whole financial system again.
Yeah. And well, and take a look at that to your point. You know, if we're talking about retirement accounts, you know, if you're taking a look at inflation, you know, that's going to wipe out people's savings or take a, you know, a huge chunk away from that. I love your infinite banking concept. You know, that's something that, you know, I just think is genius. You know, it eliminates Wall Street first and foremost. You know, it eliminates that kind of inflation fear, but those people that are out there just keeping it in their standard retirement accounts right now, they're going to get burnt. I mean, big time. Inflation's not going anywhere. I mean, that's only going up.
Yeah. And they're starting to sound the alarms. You got big guys like Kyle Bass.
My friend Brian Page has created a cash flow machine generating over $100,000 in 6 months without owning any real estate. His system consists out of renting properties from property owners and renting them out on Airbnb. His system is so simplistic, it can be managed by virtual assistants and yet so effective and powerful that it predictably generates cash flow every month. Brian and I are hosting a webinar where he shares his system and how it generated over $100,000 in 6 months for him personally. You can access this life-changing webinar at cashflowninja.com/BNB. This is one of the greatest cash flow opportunities I've seen since I've started my podcast. Again, the URL is cashflowninja.com/BNB.
And Wall Street guys coming and gals coming out and just saying, hey, you know, it's inflation's around 12%. He was saying, you know, I'm a subscriber to John Williams Shadow Stats, and he's been talking about this for a while, how you calculate inflation and how they change it. Mm-hmm. So it looks a little bit better to present to the public. But in if you calculate it like they did before, you know, we're at around 12%. So it definitely plays in. I mean, and that's another thing where a lot of folk, why real estate, you know, add another thing to real estate prices spiking is essentially people are running towards hard assets too because of those fears that are stoked, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And you've got all the, you know, the digital currency out there right now. And that's just been so volatile. I like the play. I like it as an asset class. But I mean, look what that thing's been a roller coaster over the last handful of months. So, you know, there's just a lot of economic uncertainty out there right now. And again, I always talk off and I wish I had that crystal ball. If you can track one down for me, MC, I'll split the cost with you. What do you think?
Yep. The crystal ball business is a tough one. I always say crystal ball, it's a very tough business to be in. But to your point, you know, for folks, and that's why I always share, you know, on our show, we tell you what we're seeing. You know, there's no sugarcoating it, because if you understand the new environment or what's happening, you see the dangers, which we just summarized, you're going to see massive opportunity in the storm, because with all these dangers and elements that there are, for folks that have calm, cool heads and see it coming, there's going to be a massive opportunity. You're going to be on the right side of that. And unfortunately, and not be on the wrong side of this pullback or correction when it comes.
Yeah, and there's a quote that I love. I really follow Warren Buffett. I've read, you know, about anything I can get my hands on with him. He's got a phenomenal quote. And out there right now, and you said the right side or the wrong side, there's never going to be, you know, the perfect time for someone to make a decision, whether it's with Pink. And, you know, there's people that have trepidations getting involved with us. For obvious reasons, there's a cost, you know, associated with that. So People don't always want to go out there and buy businesses. People don't always want to go out there and buy or are afraid to buy crypto when it's down. Well, then they kick themselves when, you know, it's going back through the roof again. You know, there's all these asset classes and investment ideas out there. But Warren Buffett, and this quote always resonates with me, you know, when opportunity calls, when opportunity rains down, put out the bucket, not the thimble. And obviously, I don't need to really explain or unwrap that, but there's so much opportunity out there right now. You and I have talked offline and then on my channel, you know, about this being the greatest transition or transfer of wealth in the history of the world right now. And there's just so many opportunities out there that people will kind of bet on themselves, do their research, of course, read the tea leaves. I mean, I don't stop reading. I don't stop thinking. I don't sleep a lot at night these days because my mind's racing about, you know, all these different things that are going on. And I know you're the same way. So.
Absolutely. And that sets up perfectly for the next point that I wanted to bring up. Mm-hmm. You're very passionate about education and you've recently taken over VIP Financial. So maybe if you want to talk about that a little bit, what has that experience been like and how much fun have you been having creating all these videos and content?
Yeah, no, that's a great. So just kind of give you the backstory. So Matthew and I, he started the channel, I believe about 12 years ago.
Yep.
This would have been maybe 6 or 7 years ago. So he and I both were kind of traveling around the country. You know, I think in one point, 2016, 2017, I traveled 50 out of the 52 weeks in 1 year. And we were speaking at investment and real estate conferences. You know, he was talking about financial education. Obviously, I was talking about Pink and real estate investing in general. And we crossed paths. We ended up being a lot of these same events together, shared a lot of stages together. You know, we're talking to thousands of people, you know, at these and really enjoyed that. It was grueling. You know, it's the old adage, you wake up in a hotel room somewhere and you're unsure of what city you're in. And that happened to me, you know, a handful of times. So a lot of fun. But once he really got the channel a little bit more developed, I started going on there as a sponsor and particularly talking about Pink and our business model. And we've had, I mean, untold amounts of folks that have come to us from that channel that were looking for either that side hustle or something to transition out of that W-2. They wanted to create additional wealth for themselves. And we've got a ton of them on board. We've got a handful of them here actually this week that are going through the training. And every single month, we've got new folks from that channel that are coming on board with us. He is living his dream right now. So his dream, since I met him and he's one of my best friends at this point. We're very close. And his dream was he wanted the high-end RV lifestyle. And he's got a phenomenal fiance in Kellyanne. And their goal, their dream was to get these. And these are not campers. So let's be very clear. These are deep into six-figure rigs and trailers that they're utilizing and RVs that they're utilizing. And they really wanted to travel the country and follow their dream. And, you know, over a handful of months, you know, he'd approach me talking about me getting more involved in his channel. I was hesitant at first. I'm involved in multiple things and, you know, kind of didn't want to spread myself too thin, but I love the education side of it. I really do. It makes for really long days. I mean, period. But, you know, for me at this point, it's not necessarily about making money. Now, again, I still want to do it. I still want to make it. But if I can go out there, do research, bring opportunities, whether it's Pink or some of the other folks that we bring on the channel, and just help educate a handful of people to help change their financial futures, then that's very, very satisfying for me. So I do. I go out there and I'll, you know, these videos, some of them take 2 hours to put together. Some of them take 6 with research and painfully shy, just in general. A lot of folks don't know that about me and I fake it because I am. But, you know, for me to go on, you know, and just talk directly into a camera and put that out to the masses and kind of open myself up to that, it's hard. It is. But I love it so much. I'm going to keep doing it. I love being a part of the channel. I love what Matthew has built. I love having, you know, that's how you and I met, you know, is through that channel. And I mean, just what a great relationship relationship we have at this point, and I cherish all of those. So I'm taking it a day at a time for the at least foreseeable future. That's what I'm doing in addition to Pink, and they've got a really good synergy together. So I can and do talk about Pink on there about once a month. Now, I don't want to flood the channel, you know, talking about a different business that obviously I'm an owner of, but more about the education side of it, which are the vast majority of our videos are about banking, credit, real estate, different types of, things about the economy. I don't get political on there, but I do share kind of both sides of the political spectrum, current events. It keeps me sharp, keeps me informed. So, I'm doing the research on their behalf, but I'm also learning myself, which I always love.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always said, if you want to really master a topic, a subject, teach it, because you have a certain level of understanding and a knowledge base. And then when you teach it, you're the same as me. I will then immerse myself in it to make sure mastering this, and then I teach it, which then eventually just re-emphasizes everything that you've learned and that you've picked up. So it's great stuff, and I would highly recommend folks check out VIP Financial Channel on YouTube. It's great. Matt built a phenomenal platform over here, and you're just doing fantastic work on there.
Thank you.
So I would highly recommend folks check it out. One habit I have observed from wealthy and successful folks is that they're always studying and learning. And speaking about financial education, what are you currently studying and learning?
Right now, so let's see, what have I been talking about or studying recently? So I'm getting ready to do a new video. So I've really immersed myself in the ending of unemployment benefits by the government right now, how that's going to affect literally millions and millions of people, how that's going to affect the economy. Really been focused on studying, what the Fed's up to. Inflation is something that I'm certainly been studying up on. Crypto, obviously, I'm fascinated by that. I don't have a huge position in that. Right or wrong, I don't know. Your stuff, your infinite banking and the whole life is fascinating to me. I'm talking to a lot more people these days that, have senior information, and they're asking me questions, and I'm certainly not an expert like you, but I like now that I can speak, pretty fluently on that. I'm an avid reader. I love to read in general. Ernest Hemingway, is one of my favorites. The Sun Also Rises, I probably read once a month. So always just trying to fill my brain with something new. And then aside from that, I spend time with my family.
Awesome. Now, a core message in our show is to leave our families, communities, and the world better than we found it by passing down a mindset, values, and principles to future generations, not just money. So if you cannot pass on any money to future generations and were only allowed to pass on three principles to them to build wealth and achieve happiness and success, what would they be?
That's a great question. I would say probably first and foremost, the first thing that comes to mind is integrity. I don't care what type of business you're in, whether it's business, whether it's personal, your word is your bond. I think that just having integrity with people, meaning what you say and doing what you say you're going to do, and just being thorough with that and not letting folks down, not double crossing people, for example, to make an additional dollar here or there, it ultimately just comes back around. So integrity is huge for me. I don't break that for anyone. I don't break that for any amount of money, period. So I would say just have high integrity. People want to do business with, they want to be around people that they can trust, that have that high integrity. I would say that for sure. Hard work and tenacity, I think, go hand in hand. So I work hard, I play hard, but I work long hours, and I don't necessarily have to, but I'm tenacious, and when I say tenacity, I don't mean, beating people up to try and do business with you, but failure is not an option for me, period. So whether, any type of business that I'm involved in, I'm going to see it through, and I'm going to do whatever it takes for it to be successful end of the day. So hard work, tenacity would certainly be in there. And then, I don't know if it's necessarily a trait, but stick close to your family, you know, stick close to your family, stick close to your friends. You know, my dad told me years ago that, you know, if you can get through life and you can count, you know, your best friends on more than one hand, or really good friends in your life on more than one hand, then you're a heck of a lucky guy. Most people can, you know, only have to use a few fingers to do that, and then lean on your family. And I do that. You know, I've got good, the bad, the ugly, ups, downs, highs, lows in business and in personal. But for me, they've always been my backbone. I'm very fortunate to have them. It's definitely an intangible. And sometimes when I don't feel like getting out of bed in the morning, or I've had a rough day, or whatever the case may be, and I can channel that. And that's my why, right? So I always tell people when they're talking to me about what they are trying to accomplish, and my partner Scott talks about this often in training, you know, what's your why? You know, is it making money? Is it providing for your family? Is it, you know, helping others? You know, whatever that case may be. When you can identify the why, it helps you kind of bring the rest of that and really have that tie down, so that every morning when you wake up, you know why you're doing that.
Absolutely. And that really resonates with me too, because I can completely relate to that, because that fuels you. You know, when it's long mm-hmm. days, like we chatted about creating content, you definitely need that strong why. Mm-hmm. Where can my listeners and viewers learn more about you? Where can they follow you? And where can they stay informed of all of your many projects that you're involved
yeah, in? Yeah, so a couple would be on the YouTube channel would be VIP Financial Education, and that would be the YouTube channel VIP Financial Education. And we also have the .com, which would be the website. For Pink, folks that are interested in the business opportunity would go to Pink Affiliates. That's Pink Affiliates plural.com. They can also take a look at littlepinkhousesofamerica.com, which is our real estate website. The Pink Affiliate website is more about the just the business opportunity itself. They can also email me directly. I don't know if you want me to drop my emails in here below, or if you want to put those in offline, whatever makes the most sense to you, MC.
Yeah, you could share it with them and we'll put it in the show notes too.
Okay. Yeah. So at VIP, I'm at michael@vipfinancialeducation.com, or you can visit mike@littlepinkhousesofamerica.com.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your journey and your knowledge and providing so much value for all of my listeners and viewers.
Yeah. MC, I appreciate the opportunity here. Look forward to chatting with you again soon. I'm happy to come back anytime you'll have me.
Absolutely. This was a blast. And thank you for our listeners and viewers out there for spending the most valuable resource, your time, once again with me on the show. If you find what we have built and what we continue to create here at Cashflow Ninja valuable, please share it with family, friends, coworkers, and people that you think might find this valuable. We're trying to reach as many folks to try and help as many people become self-reliant through the education we are creating. Check out all of our resources at cashflowninja.com. Until next time, live infinitely.
This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.